I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hiya, Helen. Two things. Number one, you tell Will it's not broken. And number two, I couldn't answer my phone because I am an A&E, a fellow, but long story, going to Poundland, I got concussion, I'm now bleeding, literally from my head, and the first thing I hear from the ward is you, with, let's face it, a little bruise on your toes. So when you man the fuck up, could you come and meet me in A&E because I might die.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello. New York. Shush, 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 shush.
We have an introduction.
Thank you, Rosie.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie Jones.
How are you?
I'm good. I heard that you sold out your preview this weekend in Wells and you had a great travel back. And like just really successful, right?
Yeah,
and then someone recognised you in a new look.
Yeah,
like it's a really big week
and
for you.
And then followed me around.
Yeah. For an hour. Just bump your head.
Yeah.
Trying to tell a story about being recognised and hit your head. Yeah, not the side that you've already. Yeah. Thing is, we don't know what all of these episodes are coming out on, so they might be like, oh my god, how many bumps has she had?
A lot
of bumps. Yeah. You're a bumpy girl.
Hello.
Welcome to Daddy Look At Me, the cutest podcast in town with the two sexiest gals of all time. Do you want to touch nipples? No. I got my tits out for some photos again.
I saw
Yeah, they're good,
it.
Aren't they? Did you see these? You can talk now.
I haven't seen them.
Are you serious?
I haven't seen them. Where would we have seen them?
I don't know. Maybe if we follow each other on Instagram?
I don't follow you.
Oh, don't. Do you know what I mean?
I don't. It would be weird if I followed you.
Why would it be weird if you followed me?
I don't know you well enough. And then you'd be like,
we gigged together once.
We did. I should follow you after that gig. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is all on me.
This is mental. That is fucking mental.
I know.
Okay. Wow. So, no, don't. Let's not look at anyone. How about that?
I'm really nervous about this podcast now.
Why?
I feel like the abuse is coming for hot and fast.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's only because I'm not trying to show off to you that I know Rosie and that I'm comfortable in this situation. That's all it is. Like, I do this to show off to people. Like, you know, six-year-olds and their parents are like, stop showing off.
But you two know me, so you should already know. Little bit full of abuse.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
I think I'm fun abusive.
Yeah.
I think Rosie like really gets into your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but in a cute way.
No, Rosie, but you need to stop thinking that it's cute.
Okay.
Now I feel like the abuse has turned the other way.
Don't cry.
Okay, it's all getting very emotional. We've got a candle burning in the middle of the table. It's four women doing a podcast about their feelings. Anyone have a good relationship with their dad? No. Okay, shut up. Let's introduce our guest for the day. It's Lo and Joe. Yay! This is already the worst podcast of all time. This episode. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Very good.
Really good.
Yeah, we went to see Lizzo last night.
Oh, no.
Everyone was there. Everyone.
Yeah. I put my hands up. Check my name. It was amazing.
Yeah. She's incredible, isn't she? Like, I swear, everyone's Instagram stories yesterday were them just at Lizzo.
Yeah.
And I was just at home putting lavender oil on my pillow, which is normal.
I'm going to start putting lavender on my pillow.
I just think it's weird that you think that that would be such a big task to put lavender oil on your pillow.
In my head, it is a big task.
You don't have to go out and pick the lavender and then sprinkle, like, and then journey home and sprinkle it. It's in a bottle. Like, it's for you.
Ready. Even though I live in the most basic bitch house of all time, and my housemate, Emma Black, who I go to school with, she's fine with being named on the podcast, you don't have to believe her name, Jack. She planted like shitloads of lavender plants in our window boxes. Why? And she was like, we can put it on our pillows like this. And then after that, I came home late last night after a show and she was like, oh, I think we've got too many mermaid blankets. We've got three. There's two of us. Lord. Like, it's too many, isn't it?
What's a mermaid blanket?
You know what I mean. Are you serious?
Okay, the abuse is continuing.
No, but I'm just like, this is, honestly, like, for me, I'm just sort of like, I want to like you, but it's like, you didn't know Toy Story 4 was coming out. You're being a real bitch about the lavender oil. And now you're like, well, what's a mermaid blanket? Like, why be like that? Do you not know what a mermaid blanket is?
No, I don't.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
So you know what a fishtail looks like on a mermaid?
Oh,
yeah, a blanket version of that. Yeah.
I thought it would be like some kind of weighted thing that you tie your, like a blanket that ties your legs, like an like.
I know who my favourite sister is already.
No, like, it's supposed to be quiet.
Let's make you fight. But basically, I live in a very basic household, so essential oils and things like that are seen as like a necessity in our household.
I can understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got none. You've got all I average 48 cream eggs.
Too many. Oh, actually, this is great. I've got a cream egg bag, like a vintage cream egg bag from the 1970s, because my mum's cousin and his mum, so her aunt, my great aunt, they live together in the northeast, and they're like documentary fat. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can't, they're immobile, they're just huge, and they just live together and just eat loads and loads of food. And they ate so many cream eggs one year that they won. This is back. How and I've got amazing. It. I mean, honestly, Rosie, if you saw them, you'd be like, that's like every cream egg. And like, they are like, I haven't visited them in about 3 years, but last time I visited them, I got to Morpeth Station at 11 a.m. because I live in Blythe, and then drove to Blythe, stopped at the fish and chip shop on the way, and like, David got out. It's like being with a celebrity. Like, he walks in, like, wait, hey man, how's it going? And he gets fish, chips and bits for all of us, right?
No.
And then obviously when you get
home,
what's
bits?
It's just scraps. Like batter, just a bag of batter.
So great.
And then we got like, obviously like a flake 99 with monkey blood, but a huge one, like absolutely gross. So I'm living my dream. Then I get there and then we drink gin. We have cigars. And then go in the house and it's time for tea, which is a quiche each. Yes,
please.
No. It's tea for a quiche each.
That's so good. That's like my dream.
Really? Do you think it is?
Because like, I love quiche.
A quiche, a whole quiche.
I could do a whole quiche.
I've probably seen
you
have a whole
in
quiche.
In Southport, we had a gig and we finished this. There wasn't anywhere open to eat afterwards, and so I bought a quiche from Sainsbury's in a hotel that was like named after. It was something like the Death Hotel, but it was more like called like the Scary Place or something. It had some kind of name where you're like in a movie, you'd be like, oh, someone's not coming out of their life. And I sat on the bed and watched some weird thing at like.
Did we watch embarrassing? No, it was the sex naked one. Oh, the sex clinic.
Oh, lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. And then you ate a quiche.
A whole quiche.
Smashed a quiche up. And the sex clinic.
Yeah.
That's mental, mate.
It was honestly, it was almost sad. Like, if you're watching from the outside, it's really sad. But I was very happy.
How can you say that? Oh, that's really sad. It's not almost sad. That's really depressing.
It was fun for me to watch. wasn't sad for me at all.
Just watching her to see in a whole cake.
I think it's
like, if you'd walked into the room, didn't know that we were like adults, it would just like a small child that had been abandoned in like a death hostel.
And also in the back was like, it was a lovely sort of landscape of blood up the wall.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this hotel?
I can't name it.
I'm not going to name it, but it sounds a bit like... The Scary Hotel, it sounds like.
Oh my God, can you tell me when we finish this? Because I kind of want to go stay there.
We've basically said it.
Anyway, your sisters. Me and Rosie were talking about this and we're like, I think for us both, we got like our first brush of sort of like give me attention from like realising if our siblings were getting more than us.
Yeah.
Like I still compete with my sister and brother, I think, for my parents' love and affection.
You're in the middle, like.
And I fit the stereotypes, which I really hate, because I used to fight them when I was younger, but I really like, I'm very aware. I used to say things like, oh, but you don't care because, you know, when Ted did it, it was so exciting because he was the first one to do it and Marianne, it was the last. So it's all great for them. But then it's just like, oh, Helen's done it. No one cares. And they're like, no, we took pictures. And I'm like, I can't even see him. Like, just the ultimate denial of it. I think I wanted to be ignored so then I could point out that I was being ignored.
Yeah.
But then also desperately, like, I'm still like fighting with my sister for attention every now and again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's arguments every Christmas about who gets a bedroom and who has to sleep on the sofa. And usually it's just the two of us on the sofa together and it's just like, no, it's not, it's not, it's not. She tried to strangle me. And I woke up a couple of Christmases ago and she was putting makeup on my face as I slept. That is frightening.
That seems like an act of love.
No. It was done with a very sort of like, you need this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And have you ever woken up with like a 24-year-old on top of you with a blusher brush?
Not for the right reasons.
It's like, I'm fit, you don't have to do that. And also like, we're only seeing Dad and Uncle Jerry today. Like, what?
Yeah. Jerry does have high standards.
Uncle Jerry lives with 5 chickens, 2 cats, and he doesn't believe in running water, so he collects it all in a bathtub on his roof.
Okay.
Another divorced Bauer man. Well, another one, they all are. Every Bauer man is divorced.
The Bauer man.
Keep on going, Philip, Jerry and Michael. You'll find love one day. They fucking won't.
Were you, like, always paving their way as the older sister?
I think so. And then, like, the tables have turned as we become adults and I've become the one that needs the most help.
I have no recollections of ever seeing what you do and wanting to do it.
You mean like moving to Canada to do comedy and then we started doing Flo and
Except
Joe.
For that.
Yeah, that kind of little crucial
Except,
one.
Sorry, but I mean when we were, that one, huge.
That was a pretty fucking big one.
I owe you a lot for that one.
Yeah, you do.
But when we were younger, I feel like we were different enough that I rarely wanted what you wanted.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And they're probably like toys.
And what
and
was
stuff.
It about looking at Nicola and thinking, I don't want that life? What was.
See for yourself.
It was the.
She's fun! Army of...
you were definitely more studious and like you enjoyed organising things and things like that.
You make me sound like a square.
Well, no, it's just. No, not at all. You were just. And I was probably more outside and wanting to kick balls and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you were outside kicking balls and you were inside, what, reading
Playing
Jane
music.
Austen?
No. Yours definitely has more value for when you're older.
I don't know. But, we just did different things. So there wasn't any...
But that's good then. Was there, like, no competition between you then? Because you're doing different things.
I don't think there was.
This is awful when we find out that one of you is like, no, we got along really well. It's like, we fucking hated each other.
We did similar things. Like, we went and did dancing together. We liked shows and things like that.
Oh, wait,
did,
what
like,
sort of dancing did you do?
Oh, the classics, tap, jazz, ballet, modern,
Limbering. Oh, did you start when you were like 4?
Not doing this, no. But we've always went dancing. And mum was like,
my best friend's sister was a dancing teacher. So, and like, your parents are just like, I need things for my children to do after school.
Yeah.
And my best friend was an amazing dancer, so I was like, cool, I want to do that. And so my mum was like, great, that's a couple of hours after
I thought
school.
Tap dancing was the coolest thing of all time.
I fucking love it.
Oh, that's so
you heard it. I'm so proud. So
gross. Oh, do you both fucking love it together?
We fucking love it. Genuinely though, I will watch YouTube videos of like old school tap dancing.
Yes.
Just real showmen. It's incredible. Tap dancing.
And do
because they're one shot as well. That's what's amazing. It's like, oh, how do you remember this?
Yeah. It blows my old school, old films where they dance. I could watch it for years. God.
Oh, man. Did you ever do tap dancing, Rosie?
No.
Did you ever do any dance classes, actually? Never.
My mum wouldn't let me.
No!
Really? I bought a recorder.
We don't know that. You could have been great at it.
In fairness, our mum didn't like... I don't think she liked it, and she identified quite quickly that I wasn't that great at it and was like, if you don't want to do it anymore, you don't have to.
Oh, she didn't tell you. She was just sort of like, but we can quit anytime.
Yeah, if you want to. Anything else? Because she was always very much like, you stick to the things that you've committed to.
Yeah.
But with me and dancing, she was like, if you feel at any point that you don't want to do this anymore, yeah, I'm not going to make you. Oh. This seems off-brand.
And were you encouraged to keep going?
Yes, very much.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Rosie used to win a lot. You were very, very good. And cute. Like, oh, a little
did you compete?
Blonde. Yeah.
We did the festivals and things like
that. Oh, my God, like Dance Moms?
I fucking love Dance Moms. It's my favourite show.
No, are you joking, though?
It's coming back on June.
Yeah, well, are you kidding? I watched all the Abilene Miller interviews. So she's really entertainment, but she's like in a wheelchair now, but it's still like absolutely amazing. Yeah. But different carpet, Eliana and Liliana are still in it.
Yeah, and
it's fucking insane, isn't it?
Eliana turned up in...
Eliana Wamsley. Her mum's absolutely mental, Yolanda. Do you remember when her and Stacey had that fight? Out the back of the LDCLA.
Oh my god, yes. It's so good. Eliana,
do you
want to
go out and get grab a tea?
She honestly, turned up on Craziest Girlfriend and I was like, oh my god, that's a kid from Dance Moms. I should know this. Yeah.
Oh my god, she
wants to be like the new Maddie, I think.
But she always was, because Yolanda was just such a pushy parent, whereas Stacey was pretending not to be, but Liliana was definitely being pushed as well.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. How do you feel about Nia?
She's
not a good dancer.
No, but she's not shit, but everyone else is so good that she looks a bit shit.
Yeah.
But then she like did a show off Broadway or something and is like living her best life. So she's obviously not garbage.
Yeah, but she's just not to the same level. Like, remember when Kalani arrived and it was like, here we go. Because is Colorado also, talent.
Yeah.
And a lot of them do come from Colorado, all the good dance moms.
Yes,
kids.
Do you
want to talk about the loved ones?
Yes.
Like, I'm genuinely like,
it's
so into
this. It's because Nia's mum was just like a human being as
Holly.
Well.
Yeah, Holly. She's a doctor. Dr. Holly.
Dr. Holly. And so I think Holly will be like the closest to our mum, where she's like, this, whatever bullshit is happening right now, this is ludicrous.
Yeah.
I'm not letting my child be a part of it.
Yeah.
But then you do feel sorry for Nia, because you're like, you are actively the worst one.
And I think she knows it deep down.
Yeah. And then she gets solos and just shit the bed, and she never like... She never won anything.
No, she didn't. She didn't
even like get
Jack,
placed.
We are moving on. You've got no idea. This is so rare to find someone that watches
love
this
Dance
show.
Mom so
like,
much.
It's so specific. But wait, did you actually do dance competitions then?
We did. They were. They wouldn't have been on Dance Mom's level.
I think Dance
they weren't big bows.
Now, like,
actually, yeah, they kind of were. Big
they
bows.
Were, but like, I think with television and stuff, like,
yeah, they make it like more dramatic.
Bigger,
yeah.
But
we
it was definitely
we did
that
the competitions. Yeah, you saw them dance, then
and you put
tap.
A number on you, sort of a thing, and you go on the stage.
You'd go at the end of when you'd do your dance. At the end, you'd walk on, and then you'd hold a cardboard number,
and they'd say like, first place goes to number 14, and then you'd come and you'd curtsy, and then you'd come and collect
get your medal.
No, and was that like a weekend thing?
Yeah, often. Yeah,
but there was only like there were three or four big ones, so it wasn't like in Dance Moms they pitch it like every single weekend.
Yeah.
They're like flying over the country, but ours was Fareham Festival, Gosport Festival, Portsmouth Festival, and there was a festival
Basingstoke.
In Basingstoke. That was the semi-finals.
You're welcome.
If you get to Basingstoke,
you're doing well.
You're a good one.
And then the
because Basingstoke is Blazingstoke.
Well.
It's the coolest place
baby.
Of all time.
Yeah,
I used to go bowling there.
Hello.
So cool.
But so you both did dance, and then at school, were you both like similar like academic levels sort of a thing? Or was that not a problem?
I was more of a dum-dum. You were very smart.
You weren't stupid.
No,
I was
just not apply yourself.
I think
you were clever. I was smarter, but didn't work as hard. And you weren't as clever, but you applied yourself.
Yeah. I was like,
so
complacent.
What you're saying is an A for effort for you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And you just coasted through.
Yeah, for sure.
What's
you used to get to do like the big. You were best at maths. I think when you're younger, if you're good at maths, that's when you're like really clever.
Yeah.
You were good at. I didn't do like the extra maths kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She was in like further maths GCSE.
Yeah, I didn't do that. But
who
you did
wants
that.
To do
I
that. Oh, sorry. Congratulations.
I taught myself statistics.
Oh, that's the really clever one.
Well, you did it. You did it for yourself.
Yeah, because I wasn't a teacher. So
your brother must hate you. There's no way that you have a good relationship. If your older sister was like studying to create more GCSEs for herself and teaching herself, the teacher wasn't. You'd be livid.
He called me star child.
Yeah.
Actually, teachers were dickheads to him because he's 5 years younger, and they would say to him, "Why aren't you more like Rosie?"
That is such an awful thing to say to someone, isn't it? When you're like a teenager as well, where you're like, "I've got enough fucking stuff going on right now," and why would you think I'd want to be like that person?
And then Rosie comes in with all her rosettes. Yeah. Like, did someone say stay?
What? It made me feel awful.
Well, it would. But you didn't, did you?
No.
Just kept on succeeding.
Taught myself statistics.
What is statistics even?
Numbers.
Just numbers.
Yeah. Got an A.
Hello.
Did you get straight A's for your GCSEs?
No.
What'd you get?
I did for A levels. But GCSEs, I got 5 A's and 8 B's.
That's good.
That's 13 GCSEs.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
What did you guys get?
I didn't have a lot of friends.
But a lot of books, and books are friends in many ways.
Books are friends.
My name's Rosie. I haven't got any friends, but my reading age is real high. Rosie, you had friends.
I didn't.
Yes, you could still go to your...
bullied.
No.
No.
Harry Potter doesn't bully.
No.
It does a little bit.
Okay, maybe.
Think about Aunt Petunia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a rough time of it when her sister becomes a witch. And then she's like, oh, we're so happy today she got her letter. That's hard.
I have never read Harry Potter, I'm going to be honest with you.
What? You know what? I only read it as an adult, so I'm so glad you said that.
I've never read it.
I've watched the films. I'm not a very big reader. I'm not a reader.
Rosie did an English literature degree and read a book for the first time at university.
Are you serious?
I read A Series of Unfortunate Events when I was like 12. And I
that was enough.
I read a little bit at university.
Not even Jacqueline Wilson.
Oh yeah, I read a bit of that, but I probably never got to the end.
Are you serious? I'm still reading it. I just read the last Tracy Beaker book the other week.
My attention span.
She's a mum now. Yeah, she's doing really well. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she's doing fine. Her daughter Jess is like, they're okay. Tracy's all right.
Okay. She's going to be fine.
Cam's doing well, though.
Good.
Foster mum. Still fostering. Oh, and Tracy and Jess is her daughter.
Yeah.
Go over there and again. Single mum, but you know, we saw that coming.
I was
still love Jacqueline Wilson. It made me want to be an orphan so badly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I just want to like have like an abuse. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like she did that to a lot of kids. We all aspired to be like,
oh,
the
really troubled.
Kid.
Oh yeah.
Like, why can't like shouting at your mum? Like, why can't you sit in the bath and like pour whatever that weird?
Oh, the illustrated mum.
Yeah. Why can't you cover yourself in tattoos and like cry in the bath? I don't know.
Come on, mum. A bit of bipolar. Yeah. Make me interesting. But no, not in Hampshire, just dance competitions and poetry readings.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days. But in Yorkshire?
What?
Nothing.
No, absolutely nothing.
I bet they had like dance competitions in Yorkshire. Like dance moms in Yorkshire.
Every town has them.
No, I think there were
kids at my school that did it.
A lot of our mums couldn't be asked.
And
give me £3. Go to the chippy. Done.
That sounds like a dream.
It's a really good day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'll take that.
Three bad sausages, then walk home.
Yes, please.
Shall we talk about this?
You want to talk about theatre, do you?
Hello.
Sorry, is that another classic segue there? Hello, Rosie. Hey, should we do this next? Yeah.
I want to do this.
We were both very theatrical children, and we got a lot of attention from it. Were you guys theatrical? You must have been school plays.
Yeah, we did the school plays.
When I was my claim to fame, it set me on the path for sure. When I was four, we went to a primary school. It's not like a big thing.
It's gonna be playing Mary.
Well, I was Mary, and
you bitch.
We didn't know. Well, I guess worse. Why do I have friends now? It's impossible to tell. we did two performances of the Nativity when I was three, and they gave me Mary, and when they were like, you have to share the part, so you can't be Mary on the second one, so you'll be the Angel Gabriel. So I was like, okay, I think I can take the Angel Gabriel. But when I was four,
why are they breaking this news to 3-year olds? You've only got it for one night only. Yeah. Yeah. Your understudy's going up.
Yeah. When I
take your fingers out your pants.
That for sure happened. our primary school, I had teacher. It was just like a regular primary school in like a really shitty part of Portsmouth. But our head teacher and our deputy head teacher were like huge music and like performance-y people, and they just like take you out of class and send you on like auditions for like the regional, like local theatre. So when I was four, they sent me on an audition to do The King and I, which is now problematic because but they made
Portsmouth would still do it though, 100%.
Oh yeah, and they painted us for sure. Terrible. There's like a picture of me getting my legs painted, and my face is like,
so you got the role.
Yeah, I was the littlest one that they like, that curls in a ball on the floor and they like pick up.
Is that the getting to know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's really
very
inappropriate.
Cute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. really terrible. And then I think that was but yeah, we always just had like school shows. They just did one every single year, and we had a school we spent more time doing music in that school than we did doing anything else. And like the poor teachers who were like, I'm trying to teach these fucking 7-year olds geography. Like, cool, 2, 3, 4. So yeah, we did a lot of like stuff there.
Yeah, I love doing that. I'm so glad we got to do it.
Yeah.
Were you in plays together ever? Was the age gap too big?
We were in a Vita together.
Oh yeah, we did.
You did a Vita as children?
We were like the children in, it was the
okay,
same.
Okay,
like,
right, yeah.
The, what are they called? Amateur dramatic, like the local amateur dramatic.
Oh, Amdram Societies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I really want to just go around for a summer and just watch every like little town of Amdram plays.
We thought about this. Or going to schools and seeing school plays.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so awful. When you look back, you think that you're like going to get scouted. Mm. And when you watch them, you're like, this is worse than a shit show.
Totally. Yeah. I found the DVDs of like the two school plays we did at secondary school. And oh my God. Like absolute mess, but I remember genuinely thinking like, this is moving.
Yeah.
At the time, like this is intense.
This is groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
We're at the front of theatre right now, and I'm so glad.
I'm in the Fleet News. Movement. I'm in the bloody Fleet News. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah, we did a lot of it. And our mum also took us to see loads of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not loads, but if there was like the new show.
Yeah, Woking, Basingstoke, Portsmouth.
Yeah. Or no, it'd only been Portsmouth that she'd take us really. And so she'd always, our nan used to go. I think they knew the lady who ran the theatre, so they gave them cheaper tickets or something like that.
Let's not speculate. We don't want to cause any friction in the amateur community.
Fracas.
Fracas.
As they say in the theatre world, a fracas.
Yeah, I feel like I could talk about musicals a lot.
Mm-hmm. All I ever want
to
talk about.
I think every kid should have to grow up with them.
Yeah.
The thing I love, it makes me happy, first off. I love that there's always a good end, there's always a nice ending. You get to watch people sing and dance and go through some troubles, and then at the end, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
Apart from Wicked.
Yeah, but that's
Les Mis has got some sticky bits. I'll say
there's nothing.
I have a couple of problems with Les Mis.
Blood Brothers. Oh, I don't like Les Mis.
Have a couple of problems with how they introduce Fontaine and Eponine as adults. I think you fall in love with the wrong one, and then the wrong one dies. Like it's the whole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Courgette.
I think she's not designed for anyone to
I think she's
her.
Just a bit. I think she's.
You want us to stop talking about musical theatre?
She's a real shower.
What, the man wants to stop talking about musical theatre?
Wait.
I know him so well. Wasn't he good?
So good.
Wasn't he fine?
So fine.
Oh, you know what? My friend did the best thing of the weekend. She had a night in by herself, and she rang me up the next day. But she was like in the house by herself, and she was like, "Oh, I feel like I want to do something fun." And then she's like, "Oh, I know my housemate's got weed in his room. Oh, I'll go have a joint. And I'll just get high by myself and just relax." And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like really, really fun." But she's not really like a smoker or a drug. But I was like, "Oh yeah, I can see why you want to do that." And then she got a bit high, and then she's like, "I want to watch something. I want to watch, like, I want to have like a reminisce." Mm. She put on Annie, you know, the Carol Burnett, the original.
Yes,
one.
It's
and
brilliant.
She watched that, but then got into a weird state after Little Girls, and she was like, "Well, that's the best song in it, so there's no point watching it anymore."
Little girls every day, turn, I can see them.
No, the best song in Annie is history.
That was one of my least favorite Annie. Ones. Oh yeah. We got Annie.
The worst. We got Annie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, so you, I think you've both got attention problems. I think you're both absolute attention. Well, don't just start screaming at me and get defensive with each other. I can't believe you actually jumped as well.
I think it's mine. Well, I was a very, very confident child up until the age of like 13 and lost it all immediately.
Teenage stuff, was it? Or
I think it was teenage stuff. And also like a self-awareness.
Or you cut a bad fringe.
Yeah. Cut a bad fringe. Yes. And also like an awareness, which was maybe before I should have been as aware as I was, of like realizing the things that I really enjoyed I wasn't that good at.
Yeah.
So like I wasn't a great dancer. I can hold a tune, never going to be in a West End musical. So all those things like when you're a child and you're like, I'm going to be this and I'm going to do that. Oh, I'm not going to do that because I'm actually not good enough to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I don't think I want this anymore. Well, not I don't want it, but you're like, I can accept that it might not happen and that's okay.
I know that feeling. I remember thinking, like, even now I'm just sort of like, oh, I just want to be able to sing a power ballad, but I can't sing.
Yeah.
I really can't. And it's not a case of like, if I did lessons when I was younger, I just don't. Like, you guys can sing. I've seen you sing.
Yeah.
But like, it's gorgeous. We've written a power ballad into our show this year. And we can't
sing it because we're not good enough singers to sing that style of music.
You are.
We wouldn't be cast in a Western musical.
But you're like at the top of like being able to sing in comedy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's people who sing in comedy, but they can't actually sing. So even you saying you're not good enough to sing it, it'd still be better than a lot. Because it's not about the voice necessarily, but you're the bonus.
I don't trust people that sing well in comedy because I'm like, you care too much about how you sound. Mm. And then your jokes should be, the jokes are the most important thing. Mm. And if you're really trying to like sing really well, you're like, well, you're not trying to sell the jokes then, are you? You're trying to sell yourself as a singer is my thing.
Yeah, and we that also like felt like a really bitter.
It did feel quite me. Maybe it's not. But like, but that's also like for people who can naturally sing, like they can naturally sing and you can't help it. But we can like, we get the job done, but we're not being signed on to like star in musicals or even be in like the chorus of musicals anytime.
I'd cast
soon.
You.
Thank you. I'm going to be the Matilda understudy. That's my dream.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it is the dream, but I want to be Miss Trunchbull.
Mine's Miss Trunchbull.
Yeah,
too,
it's the best role. Just to do physical education.
I'm man.
Yes. I'm 6'1" of fun. I could pass.
Yeah.
I made this so clear to people. Daddy.
Yes.
Do you want to talk to the baby girls?
Yeah.
Little baby girls?
Mm-hmm. Really happy because this episode, Daddy has two girls.
Be respectful of Daddy.
Not okay. Shut. At the end of every episode, I ask Daddy to tell you what I would do
Because we both think we don't get enough attention from our dads, yeah. even though our dads are nice people. But right. It's like, Michael, fucking look at
so
me, right?
We're giving you another daddy.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
And what I would do is we would all go out, all four of us.
Oh, am I like a weird cousin or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we would go shopping and daddy would buy...
Tammy Girl attitude t-shirt.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
We would buy... I would buy us all four tutus.
Okay.
And we will all get ballet dancing.
Yes.
Because we're not the right shape.
What? No, well, I never said I wasn't the right shape for ballet. I'm a good bass. I'm a good bass.
And we will ballet the shit out of the
yes,
day.
Yes.
And then when we've all ballet out, we would all go and see our favourite musical.
Which is, can we agree on one?
We'll all say it at the same time.
One, two, three. Cabaret. I nearly said Annie.
Annie's my favourite. My favourite is Blood
Brothers.
Tell me it's not true.
Interestingly, it's my favourite musical because of the storyline, not the music. The music is fantastic, but the storyline makes
me... We were sort of like wrapping up the podcast and you brought up a big subject. Just plug your fucking handles and then let's get out here and talk musical theatre.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, it's Wednesday. We catch a matinee.
What do you want to plug?
First of all, thank Daddy, I think, for your lovely
Daddy
day trip.
Thank you, Papa. Musical. That's genuinely like, that would be a very nice day.
Yeah,
you could actually still do it.
Yeah, we could go to Pineapple Dance Studios after this.
Swan fucking lake, bitch.
Yes.
I'll be the base. I'll be the base.
Yes.
I'll be the big swan.
Straight I'll be the big swan.
The hissing one.
Yeah.
No dancing, just spitting. Like shit in the corner of the
shitty old wings. I'd see that.
Thank you. Where can people find you?
At Flo and Joan. On everything, I think. At Flo and Joan.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Follow them. Do you follow them?
I think I do, actually, which is really upsetting. Thing.
We don't follow anyone as Flo and Joan, but we follow people as ourselves.
Yeah. I don't think I follow Rosie and Nicola.
Yeah, and so then we don't follow... I don't know. Anyway.
We'll figure this out.
Or like, we follow people, but they don't know who... Like, you follow people, but they don't... They know us as Flo and Jones.
I know, tricky ground. Yeah. I have two of my guy friends in comedy like to, whenever I upset them, just to unfollow me on Instagram. I don't notice until they follow me back again. And then I'm just sort of like, what? I don't, like, it's just mean. It's Neil O'Rourke and Patrick Spicer. Well, let's end on a song. Let's do an Annie number.
No way.
No, okay.
Plug.
Oh, they plugged. They plugged. They're fucking there.
We plugged that bath up.
Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a show in Edinburgh. I mean, they'll be on the Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
When's your Edinburgh show? Where are you at?
Our Edinburgh show is in the Assembly Piccolo tent at 6 p.m. and it's called Before the Screaming Starts.
I'm at 6 p.m.
You're at 7, so we can't see you either.
And 90% of things I want to see are at the same time.
We can have like hangout times around it. Yeah. We could pick one of the musicals that goes up to Edinburgh in one of the bigger venues and we could all book to go see that. Yeah. Like one of the lunchtime ones.
Yeah, and like the youth theatre production of it.
Yeah. Let's go see Youth Hairspray.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it would definitely be the all white cast of Hairspray.
100% all white, but still do the race storyline.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's make that like an Edinburgh tree.
Yes.
That'll be so much fun.
So good.
Perfecto. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I genuinely want to end on a song though before Jack cuts us off. Jack, do you have a request from Annie?
I only know the scary one.
The scary one.
The scary one, Annie.
Get in my fucking cupboard, you.
What's the scary one?
Maybe far away.
I don't know.
Maybe real nearby. Rosie, stop singing. Cut it, Jack. Cut it. Cut it.
Bye-bye.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Ivo Graham, you lovely, lovely boy. TV's Rosie Jones here, asking you to come on mine and Helen Bauer's lovely podcast about childhood, growing up. And I just want to know a little more about little Ivo Graham. And we can go for beef after 1-1. All right, chat later. Bye.
Deleted.